This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. household debt went up 1.2% in the last quarter of last year. That Federal Reserve data show a lot of the increase was borrowing for homes. New mortgage debt has grown 30% since before pandemic, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Mortgage debt made up 70% of household debt last quarter, according to the New York Federal Reserve. Shannon Grine, an economist with Wells Fargo, says that's no surprise, given that we're talking about the biggest asset most households own.
So it's really just the overall value associated with the purchase that causes mortgages to be a bigger debt burden for the household sector.
But even though that debt burden has been growing, Grine says she's not all that concerned. For one, people's incomes have been rising too.
So when you take mortgage debt as a share of income, it's still relatively manageable. It suggests that households aren't nearly as overlevered as they were going into the 2008 crisis.
Plus, Grine says about 80% of mortgage holders have a rate below 5% from back when rates were cheap. As a result,
the fact that most mortgages are locked in at low rates is having a stimulative effect on the economy.
That's because not having to throw all your money toward a big mortgage payment means more money for literally anything else, says Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide.
That could clearly have played a role in boosting consumer spending and also just making households feel better about their balance sheet overall.
And sure, that's nice for anyone lucky enough to own a home. But Bosjancic says all that spending also means more business income. And that can mean more equipment purchases, even more hiring.
So what that does is keep the economy turbocharged because consumers overall are spending, especially those lucky ones, spending more than they otherwise would be.
The low mortgage rates people are sitting on have also helped people feel comfortable taking on other debt. And while delinquencies on credit card debt and auto loans have been rising, Shannon Grine at Wells Fargo says the economy is still okay.
When we're talking about such a large economy as the United States, you can have some of those vulnerabilities arise and still have the consumer continue to spend at a strong pace.
And even though delinquencies have been rising overall, they're still below where they were before the pandemic. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.